Good morning, everyone. Good to be with all of you again after a couple weeks and everything that's been going on. So as you know, we're going to go through the 9 core qualities according to the National Church Life Survey for a Healthy Church. And this month, our focus is vision. So we're praying as a church for our local vision. So we have an international vision, if you want to call it that, and we have a national vision, which are the same. And this year, it is also our local vision, which is healthy church, one that knows why it exists, where it is going, and how to get there, and is achieving the purposes for which it was created. So why are we here? What has God got planned for us as GCI Seaford? So we're praying about that. We're looking at that, and we're going to revisit it again at the end of the year to look forward to 2024. What do we collectively, as a congregation, believe God is moving us, which direction, what were we created for, and how do we serve God by serving our community, and what way are we looking at, and all that. So that's our focus for this month. I covered that last month for us to begin praying about it. We should be praying about it, and we're going to keep praying about it all the way through 2023. So on March 31st, or I should say April 1st, you don't go, whew, don't have to pray about vision anymore. No, we're going to keep praying about it because we want the Spirit to give us discernment of what is our local vision that we own as a congregation. And I tell you right now, I am not going to give you that vision. I'm not the Holy Spirit. I'm not God. I am simply one of the sheep that, just like you, who looks to the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ, to see where he's leading us. And I'm happy to do my role in how to implement that with us as a congregation going forward. So the 9 core qualities that we look at throughout this whole year, we've looked at vision, just kind of a reminder, we're going to continue focusing, praying about that looking forward. But then as we get to April, we're going to look at faith. Now, faith is an interesting one because I was looking at going, well, how do we talk about faith? We know what faith is. We have our faith is in God. So what does it mean that by healthy church we have faith? Don't we as Christians simply just have faith? So this one won't take too long, but it's about having a growing faith. Growing faith. So notice this, alive and growing faith. A primary purpose of churches is to teach people about God, right? We come and we learn about God every week when we come here. We learn about God through the sermon. We learn about God with our fellowship with each other and all that. And then that carries on into our week, whether we're learning about God through our personal Bible study, through prayer, or through our Bible studies in group or church Bible studies, or in our social groups with each other. So a primary purpose of churches is to teach people about God, helping them to worship God, because the more we learn about God, the more we are drawn to wanting to worship him, because he is a great and wonderful and loving God. Helping them to worship God by living out their faith in all aspects of their life. So what this alive and growing faith is moving out beyond just the Sunday church service, but seeing how your faith affects your life 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So how is that faith affecting going to the grocery store, at work, in your social groups, at home, in your families? How is faith, your faith in God, affecting all of your relationships and your personal life? So a lively faith can encompass one or more of these things. A growing understanding of doctrine. So when you come to church, you learn a little bit more about doctrine, about what it means to be a Christian, what it means to worship the God that we worship. A lively faith can encompass a growing trust and belief in God. I was talking about this yesterday with the Morwell pastoral team, that we've gone through 3 years, and it's almost 4 now, and we're hopefully on the other end of the COVID issue. Now, we know COVID's still out there. People are still catching COVID, but we're kind of hopefully just in the shadow of it now, hopefully moving to life after COVID. But for 2 years, 2020, 2021, we were right in the midst of lockdowns and having to do church on Zoom. And during that time, we might not have been thinking about faith, but wasn't it our faith that got us through it? To our faith, knowing that Jesus is Lord and King, that somehow he has everything in control, even though it doesn't look like it's in control. It looks like the world is falling apart around us. But we had faith that we knew God would be in charge. And it would be things like that, when we're tested, when we go through hardships, that our faith actually grows, that we know that we can only trust in God, because we can't trust in the government, we can't trust in science. It's going to let us down. So we have to trust in God. So throughout the year, a healthy church helps nourish that, helps your faith continue to grow your trust in God. A lively faith can encompass experience of the presence of God. So that's what we want, right? God is present everywhere. Paul says we live and move and have our being in Him. God is present everywhere. But sometimes we are too busy to notice that His presence is right there with us. So a lively faith, what a church does is help you nurture taking that time to pause, to rest, to sit, and be still long enough to recognize the presence of God, that He is with you at all times. It's not that God isn't present, it's sometimes we don't stop long enough. We're not still enough to recognize that He's right there. So a lively church wants to nurture that. We want to nurture those experiences. And a lively faith can encompass a growing awareness of putting faith into practice in everyday life. How does your faith impact your everyday life? The decisions you make, the actions you take, how is your faith affecting those things? Or do you go, my faith hasn't affected any of that? Okay, well, that there's a little, oh, well, that's what we should be doing as a church, is nurturing so that your faith affects everything you do, every aspect of it. Now, I'm talking to the choir in some ways, because a lot of you have been Christians for decades and decades. So you kind of wonder, how can my faith grow anymore? Your faith can always grow, always trust. And like I said, we just use COVID as an example. You might have thought you had a lot of faith. Then we go through COVID and you realize, oh, my faith was tested a little bit. I doubted sometimes. And doubt is okay. Doubt is fine. It's part of the maturing process and growing in faith. And one last thing, healthy churches lead us to spending time in private devotions. Private devotions is our daily prayer life and our daily Bible study life. You don't go to church and go, well, I open up my Bible, I read a passage, the preacher preached, I'm good for 6 days. Okay. What it should do is lead you further into relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. You should leave church going, I want to open my Bible more. I want to read more about this loving God who sacrifices for me, who draws me in, who wants to have a relationship with me. It should lead you to prayer. And even your prayer life, your journey of your prayer life should change over the years and should grow from you always treating God like a genie or a candy machine. Here, God, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this. If I keep praying, you're going to give me everything I want. To slowly maturing into seeing that God wants relationship, and to your prayer life actually incorporating more and more silence and more listening to God than you just simply talking to God, that time of listening. Now, I was going to end there, but the role of a pastor sometimes is to exhort the congregation. And something came up today, and I feel like we just need to talk a little bit about it, about this prayer aspect. Carolyn needed someone to do opening prayer, and she found it very hard to find anyone to say yes, willing to do prayer. A lot of you are very long-time Christians, and if anything, you should be willing to do a public prayer to begin services or close services. Because if you think you need to be worthy to be up here to do prayer, then we have a lot of learning to do, because none of us are worthy to stand up here and give an opening prayer, closing prayer, or to preach. I'm not worthy. When we pray, we're entering into Jesus Christ and His role as our high priest, who offers up prayers for us. It's not about how good we can pray. It's not about what words we use. We know we are all sinners. And it is only because we are united to Jesus Christ, our high priest, the one mediator between God and man, is the man Jesus Christ, who takes our prayers and offers them on His behalf to our Father, and the Father accepts them. So when a worship leader comes to church on the Sunday, 4, 5, 6 of you should be going up and saying, hey, if you need someone to do opening or closing prayer, I'm available today. Put yourself in the worship leader's shoes, because that's what we do as Christians. We put ourselves in other people's shoes. And we say, how would it feel that I have to keep going up to people asking for opening prayer and getting turned down? And you put yourself in their shoes and realize how that would feel, how much courage it takes to go up and ask someone, and how it feels when they say no. Now, a lot of us have different reasons to not do it. And maybe one particular day you're not up for it, and other days you are. Vicky's legs have been bothering her. She does opening prayer, closing prayer plenty of times. But today just might be one of those days where her back is really hurting her. Barry usually does opening, closing prayers. This has been a very trying week. This might be a week where he's just not up for doing an opening, closing prayer. So I understand those situations. But on a regular basis, the worship leader should have no issue in a congregation this size of finding people to do opening and closing prayer, because it's not about us. So I think that this is still one of our strong points in our congregation is faith. But maybe the prayer aspect of it, of understanding who we are in Jesus Christ, maybe that's something we can pray about throughout the year as a congregation and talk about. How do we grow in our faith here in GC Seaford? What can we do to grow in our faith? What do we need to do as a congregation so that if new members come, we help them? We live in a way, in such a way that their faith grows by attending GC Seaford. So as we pray and focus on vision this month and continue on into April, in April we're going to add into praying about vision, is thinking about faith. How are we in here in GC Seaford helping each other to grow in our faith and our trust in our loving God? So that's going to be our focus for the month of April. Worship leaders might thread it in throughout their themes and their worship and all that. You might see it coming out in the sermons. And today in the sermon, I think I'll talk a little bit more about our unity with Jesus and what that means for us. So we'll leave it at that. But that's all right. There we go. I'll hand it back over to Carolyn.